month. The role of the wartime Prime Minister Alois Elias in resisting the Nazi occupation has always been considered an ambiguous one. While the stance of the protectorate government at the time was without doubt collaborationist, Eliash himself still tried to uphold the integrity of the Czech people. Now new evidence has emerged showing his involvement in a plot to assassinate a number of prominent Nazi journalists, making it increasingly clear that Eliash was anything but a traitor. Chris Jarrett has more.
2. října uveřejnil denní tisk protektorátu úřední zprávu, že bývalý předseda protektorátní vlády Alois Eliáš byl prvním senátem lidového soudu pro nadržování nepřítele.
The 2nd of October 1941. Wirelesses all over the country broadcast the announcement of the execution of Prime Minister Alois Eliáš, one of the most paradoxical figures in Czech wartime politics. Despite collaborating with the Germans for the early part of the occupation, this figurehead of the Czech puppet government was continually a thorn in the side of the Nazi regime, maintaining contact with the exiled Czechoslovak government in London and supporting underground resistance. It was for this that he was eventually executed by the Nazis. Recent findings suggest that Eliáš took a more direct approach to resistance than was previously thought, becoming involved in a plot to assassinate 7 Nazi sympathisers amongst the Czech press. Jan Uchlier of the Prague Military History Institute explains.
Tak vlastně my vyplňujeme takovými drobnými kostičkami tu mozaiku, kterou bychom jednou chtěli mít.
We are effectively filling in smaller tiles into a larger mosaic so that we can have a more complete picture of events. A part of this mosaic was our research into the attempted elimination of the so-called activist journalists, the 7 most famous Nazi journalists of Czech origin in 1941, and into the part played by the Prime Minister of the time, General Alois Eliáš, in these events. Eliáš believed that these journalists were influencing Czech society to such an extent that they were too dangerous to be left alone, and he wanted to relieve them of their duties. He got together with his pharmacist, and together they came up with a plan.
And so the plot took shape. Prime Minister Eliáš himself bought sandwiches from a local delicatessen, which were then delivered to a friend, a pharmacist, who injected lethal doses of typhus and tuberculosis bacteria, along with the meat sausage infection known as botulotoxin, into them. The 7 dissident journalists were invited to visit government headquarters on the pretense of a discussion about the imminent offensive against Russia. The poison sandwiches were served and the venom began to take effect.
Po delší tedy nemoci nebo po té, co se projevily příznaky otravy, zemřel Karel Lažnovský.
Following a long illness after the first indications of poison were revealed, Karel Lažnovský passed away. Lažnovský's pro-Nazi work had praised the efficiency of the occupation even earlier than Emanuel Moravec, who was later the top of these collaborators. But in total, out of the 7 who were present at the gathering, only 4 fell victim to the disease. That means that either not all reacted to the dose of bacteria as expected, or that they didn't take a poisoned sandwich at all, as only 5 of all the portions laid out contained the poison.
Historians had suspected such a plan on the part of Alois Eliáš for some time, but only recently has concrete evidence been discovered, in the form of Lažnovský's post-mortem records and, above all, the notes of Eliáš's pharmacist. But the research revealed that this attempt was merely the tip of the iceberg. As Jan Uchlier explains, the pair had much grander schemes in mind.
Ministerský předseda Eliáš již se stejným lékařem uvažoval o tom, že se pokusí.
Prime Minister Eliáš, along with the very same pharmacist, intended to try to eliminate the Secretary of State, Karel Hermann Frank, by the same or similar means, but in the end they had no opportunity to do so. Had Reinhard Heydrich not been named Reichsprotector and had Eliáš not been arrested and sentenced to death, it's possible they would have tried to see the plan to fruition, eliminating the Nazis' number 2 man in the protectorate, State Secretary Frank.
In the end, Alois Eliáš gave his own life for the sake of the integrity of the Czech nation, executed for betraying the German Reich. For this most ambivalent of Czech politicians, one man's bread can be another man's poison in more than one way.
Chris Jarrett with that report. And now back to the present, indeed to the Winter Olympics.